Sarah Reborn by Kita Sparkles. First published 2025. Chapter 1. I woke up the first morning after the decision with a very wet diaper but a dry bed. When Mom came into my room, she simply asked, "Well, are you wet?" I didn't want to answer and blushed. "Can't say. I guess I'll have to check you like a baby then," she said, pulling my covers back. She put a finger in the leg elastic of my diaper. "Feels wet to me. What did we say would happen if you wet in a diaper like a baby last night?" I blushed even more. "That I would get a spanking till I sound like a baby too," I answered. She sat on the bed, pulled me over her knee, and started spanking my diaper without much let in. It immediately stung, but more so when she smacked the areas where the diaper met the skin on the backs of my legs. She then picked up the hairbrush left on the dresser and continued spanking in earnest, to much wiggling from me. "Okay, time to really bring out the baby crying now," she finally said, undoing my diaper and pulling it open in the back. I was so humiliated to be in this position at all that it would have been enough to bring tears, but not all out crying, which we both knew I needed. She brought the brush down hard on my bare bottom, immediately eliciting a gasp from me as I sucked in air. The second swat brought out the first, "Ah," and the third, fourth, and fifth brought three more cries, each rising more in intensity and franticness. My bottom was on fire, and that, coupled with my humiliation, sent me into overload. In 10 swats, I was bawling out a steady wail, just like a 2-year-old. She didn't stop until 20. I was glad it was just me and Mom at home now. My sister had gone to stay with our aunt and her 2 daughters for a month. Of course, that was also what led to my downfall. I had already been sneaking diapers to wear, but I wanted to know what it felt like to be in a diaper and a dress. With my sister gone and Mom at work, I had full access to her closet and had dressed up for 3 afternoons before I got too careless and forgot the time. Mom came home and caught me dressed up. It was obvious I had been enjoying myself. Mom said that if this was something I enjoyed so much that I would sneak around to do it, we would just make it more public. When she saw I wasn't entirely horrified by that, she gathered that I actually might want to be punished in this way. She was going to take it all away, until I admitted to her that if she did that, I was probably going to wet the bed. Several mornings now, I woke up in wet diapers, not remembering when it happened the night before. So instead, she made a decision to give me what I wanted. Until I was certain it was not what I wanted anymore. But it wasn't working, because I actually craved what I was getting. Odd as it seemed, I wanted the spanking, and I wanted the diapers and dresses and any punishment she wanted to put with it. "Well, this isn't working," she said as though she read my mind. "What would be the most embarrassing punishment?" she asked. "Since that's what you obviously want." "The worst spanking is to be spanked like that," I said, referring to what she had just given me to bring me to tears. "The worst punishment would be getting spanked like that often, put back in diapers all the time, have to drink baby bottles, be babysat by girls from school, and be a baby girl." She considered each point as I made it. "I think we can arrange all of that," she told me. "It's going to be very embarrassing for you, isn't it? Is that what mommy's baby girl needs? Spankings and diapers, teasing and being embarrassed?" I nodded. "Say it."